USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The last Confederate symbol on a U.S. state flag is likely coming off soon as the Mississippi State Senate joined the state's House in voting to suspend rules preventing lawmakers from changing the flag.
A vote of 85 yeas and 34 nays, resolution passes.
At the reading of the House vote results, the Senate then voted 36 to 14 to allow the change, and Governor Tate Reeves says if he has sent the bill to change it, he will sign it. The two chambers will likely consider the final bill to change the flag today. Princeton University is removing the name of President Woodrow Wilson from its public policy school in one of its residential colleges. Trustees say that Wilson's racist thinking and policies made him an inappropriate namesake. He was Princeton's president from 1902 through 1910. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
At least one person is dead, several others wounded from a shooting incident at a Walmart distribution center in Northern California. It happened in Red Bluff yesterday. An assistant sheriff for Pima County, Phil Johnston, says the suspect, identified only as a 31-year-old white male, was a former employee at the center. Johnston says he crashed his vehicle into the building, then hopped out and started opening fire with a semi-automatic rifle with a multi-round clip.
The exchange of gunfire between the Red Bluff police officers and the shooter was multiple rounds. And when we tell you that, we haven't an accurate count. What I saw, I would say estimated 20 to 30 rounds exchanged.
Officers then fatally shot the suspect. More states reporting record high totals of new COVID cases. Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Nevada all reaching record highs yesterday. Arizona did not, but it set a record for hospitalizations. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Amid a new national dialogue on racism in America, now California Democrats are calling for changing the name of John Wayne Airport in Orange County. The move coming after a controversial Playboy interview with the legendary actor from back in 1971 resurfaced and recently made the rounds on social media. In the interview, Wayne voiced opinions about homosexuality, African Americans, and Native Americans that are considered to be racist and homophobic. As a result, local Democrats are now pressing the county's Board of Supervisors to change the name of the airport back to the original name, Orange County Airport. Last week, it was the estate of Tom Petty that sent a cease and desist order to President Trump's campaign for using the late rocker's hit I Won't Back Down at campaign events without its permission. Now the Rolling Stones are threatening to sue President Trump for playing their songs at his rallies, including this one.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, well, you might just find what you need.
The Stones representative says they've been sending cease and desist letters to the Trump campaign since 2016 to no avail. In a statement on Saturday, the Stones legal team said the next time Trump plays their music at a rally, they are going to file a lawsuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.